AI 会让人类获得永生吗
？Will AI give humans immortality？
永生的不是人类。
It is not humans who achieve immortality，
而是个别人。
But it's someone else。
大部分人更有可能的是灭绝。
Most people are more likely to go extinct。
这不是危言耸听。
This is not alarmist。
这是谷歌前人工智能伦理学家哈里斯振聋发聩的声音。
This is the powerful voice of Harris, a former AI ethics researcher at Google.
他说啊，他在谷歌做人工智能伦理学家的时候啊。
He said that when he was working as an AI ethicist at Google,
采访了世界最有 AI 权力的六个人。
Interviewed the six most powerful people in the world in AI.
你可以把他们想成最强大的人工智能公司的实际控制人啊。
You can think of them as the actual controllers of the most powerful AI companies.
他说如果咱们人类啊有这么20%的微小的可能。
He said that if humans had such a small possibility of 20%,
可以技术上实现永生。
Technologically, it can be achieved.
但是对应的风险或者不可预知的那些灾难也可能会随之发生。
However, the corresponding risks or unforeseen disasters may also occur.
你们愿不愿意去尝试一下？这六个人的答案是我们愿意尝试。他听后啊。
Would you like to try these six answers? We are willing to try them.
感觉背脊发凉。
I feel a chill down my spine.
人类的命运
Human destiny.
如果交给这样的人
If entrusted to such a person,
为了获得永生而赔上全人类的风险
To risk the entire human race for eternal life,
他觉得是非常危险的一件事
He thought it was a very dangerous thing.
所以很多当时西方媒体的报道是这么下标题的。
So many of the headlines from Western media at the time were like this.
叫做灭绝换永生。
Call extinction for immortality.
其实 AI 的技术啊，在全世界范围内都特别有争议。
Actually, the technology of AI is very controversial in the world.
争议点来自于哪里啊？
Where does the controversy come from?
大家觉得这个技术可能随着时代的发展
What do you think about this technology considering its potential development with the evolution of times?
它会越来越不可控
It will become increasingly uncontrollable
最后给人类带来灾难性的影响
Finally, it will bring catastrophic consequences to humanity
这个想法它不是空穴来风啊
This idea isn't out of nowhere.
大家想想啊。
Think about it.
一个好的技术。
A good technology.
它会带来各种各样便利的东西。
It will bring various conveniences.
但是往往发展着发展着。
But as time goes on.
就会造成客观上无法挽救的灾难。
This will inevitably lead to a disaster.That cannot be saved.
大家想想
Think about it.
早期的微信大家就觉得微信很好
Early on, everyone thought WeChat was great.
我可以非常便捷地跟我的家人打电话
I can easily call my family.
但是谁也没有想到过着几年以后
But no one had ever thought that in the years to come.
微信成为老板
WeChat becomes the boss.
随时随地可以找到你的打工牛马的枷锁。
You can find your work and horses shackles anytime and anywhere.
再比如说短视频刚起来的时候。
For example, when short videos were just starting.
大家觉得话短视频特别好。
Everyone's short videos are very good.
每个人都可以展示自己美好生活的一面。
Everyone can show their beautiful life.
大家都好开心啊。
Everyone is so happy.
但现在呢，你想想，短视频变成了信息茧房的温床。
But now, think about how short videos have become a breeding ground for information warfare.
好多人在短视频这个平台上迷失了自己。
Many people have lost themselves on this short video platform.
更甭提短视频上的虚假信息。
Let alone the false information on short videos.
网络暴力等等。
Cyberbullying and other things.
所以一个技术出来或者一个商业形态出来以后啊。
So, when a technology or a business model emerges,
大家往往想到的都是好的东西。
Everyone tends to think of good things.
但是那些坏的方面
But those bad aspects,
人们往往会选择性的无视。
People often choose to ignore.
那这些坏的东西啊，一旦跟人性的恶相结合
Once these bad things combine with human nature,
它就会造成特别重大的伤害。
This will cause particularly serious harm.
在 AI 的发展
In the development of AI,
上一直有两条路线
There are always two routes.
一条路线呢认为要开源
One route believes that it should be open source.
所有的算法
All algorithms.
全世界的人都可以透明的公开的
Everyone in the world can be transparent and open.
看到这样呢技术都是公平的
All these technologies are fair.
我们都知道这个黑箱子里面发生什么。
We all know what's inside the black box.
就可以很好的监督它。
This can be effectively supervised.
这种想法其实是非常幼稚的。
This idea is actually very naive.
大家想想。
Think about it.
如果一个核武器
If a nuclear weapon.
所有的国家都有会出现什么样的问题啊？
Every country has its own problems.
就是核武器一定会流入黑市。
Nuclear weapons will definitely end up on the black market.
是落到野心家的手里。
Fall into the hands of ambitious people.
如果超级能量的 AI 全部开源了。
If all super energy AI are open sourced.
会出现什么
?What will happen?
会出现网络上的犯罪分子。
There will be criminals on the internet.
也利用这些 AI 做坏事情。
Also use these AI for bad things.
而且往往脱离监管之外。
And often they operate outside of regulation.
另外一个流派呢
Another school of thought.
他认为呢既然 AI 这么强大。
He thinks that since AI is so powerful.
那我们就应该把它交给少部分公司。
Then we should hand it over to a few companies.
手里闭源模型
Hand-to-hand combat model.
让国家或者政策法律去监管这些少部分的公司
Let the country or policy laws regulate these minority companies.
那这样就安全了吗
Then is it safe?
其实也不是这样
Actually, it's not like that.
会进入另一个实际上更可怕的情况，就是 AI 如果有一天变成超级强大的一个力量存在。
Another potential scenario is that AI could enter a situation that is actually more dangerous, namely, if AI becomes a powerful force one day.
这些公司的实权控制人就会获得接近神一样的权利。
The people who control the actual power will gain rights close to those of a god.
他们实际上就主宰了人类的命运。
They actually control the fate of mankind.
你可不要低估人性的恶哦。
Don't underestimate the evil of human nature.
如果 AI 可以让人类永生。
AI can make humans immortal.
是让全人类都永生吗？
Is it to make all mankind immortal?
并不是，是极少个别人掌握了生杀大权的权利。
Not everyone has the power to control life and death.
因为如果人全部都永生了。
Because if everyone could live forever.
而且 AI 强大到这个地步的话。
And if AI becomes this powerful.
其实很多工作都是 AI 来做的。
In fact, many jobs are done by AI.
那些得到永生的普通人
Those ordinary people who have achieved immortality.
对于真正具有权力的人
For those who truly have power.
人上人有什么价值吗
What is the value of the upper class?
你觉得普通人能获得这种天上掉馅饼的好事吗？
Do you think ordinary people can get such a windfall?
所以你想一想哈。
So think about it.
如果 AI 能让人永生，这个技术。
If the technology that allows AI to make people immortal.
普通人根本就不会知道，馅儿饼不会掉到普通人的头上。
Ordinary people will never know that the pie will not fall on their heads.
所以哈里斯当时下了一个非常重的标题，灭。
Therefore, Harris made a very bold statement.
灭绝换永生。
Extinction for eternity.
大部分人的灭绝。
The extinction of most people.
换得了少部分人的永生。开源也不行。
You can't get a small part of people to live forever.
闭源也不行。
Closed source is not allowed.
那最好的路径在什么地方？
Where is the best path?
其实是在中间路线。
Actually, it's on the middle path.
就让全社会广泛的参与 AI 的政策制定。
Let the entire society participate widely in the policy making of AI.
但是呢，最核心的要件又要受到全社会的监督。
However, the most core requirement must also be subject to public supervision.
每一次重大的迭代啊，都必须要谨小慎微。
Every major iteration must be approached with caution.
慢慢的往前推。
Slowly move forward.
但现在的情况是什么？
What is the current situation?
在重大资本推动的背后，
Behind the major capital,
人类 AI 的发展是与时俱进。
The development of AI for humans is evolving.
所有的风险、校验、政策都要往后靠。
All risk assessment policies should be pushed back.
先把技术搞出来。
First, get the technology out.
堵上全人类的资金。
Block all human funds.
大家想想 ，Anthropic、OpenAI、SpaceX 这三只股票一上市。
Let's think about Anthropic Open as SpaceX is stock.
那就是4万亿到5万亿美元的体量，这么多资金再往后面推。
Then, with such a large amount of funds, we can push it further to $41 to $50 billion.
你觉得它能慢下来吗？
Do you think it can slow down?
所有人都绑在了这家战车上。
Everyone was tied to this chariot.
你买了 AI 的股票。
You bought AI stocks.
你在 AI 公司工作。
You work in an AI company.
你当然希望 AI 突飞猛进。
Of course, you want AI to make rapid progress.
两个国家都绑在了 AI 军备竞赛上。
Both countries are engaged in an AI arms race.
谁都不能落后，落后的那个国家就会处于绝对的劣势。所以
If you don't fall behind, you will be in an absolute disadvantage.
所以全世界都绑在 AI 突飞猛进的战车上。
All over the world, people are riding the AI's rapid development.
就算我们知道慢下来，
Even if we know how to slow down,
其实对人类是更好的一件事。
In fact, it is a better thing for humans.
所以哈里斯在演讲的结尾就
So once at the end of a speech,
就说他非常悲观的觉得
Let's just say he's very pessimistic.
可能以前发生在社交媒体上的悲剧。
I think that the tragedies that have occurred on social media in the past
现在可能又会发生在 AI 上、啊、
Now it might happen again on AI
社交媒体的悲剧是什么？
What is the tragedy of social media?
社交媒体刚起来的时候
When social media was just starting out
大家都认为社交媒体让每个人都可以自由地说话。
Everyone believes that social media allows everyone to speak freely.
记录美好的生活。
Record beautiful life.
这些都是非常美好的事情。
These are all very good things.
但是最后呢，大家发现普通人反倒沉迷于社交媒体。
However, it was later discovered that ordinary people were actually addicted to social media.
社交媒体上充满了谎言、暴力。
Social media is full of lies and violence.
我们这一代人反倒成了最焦虑。
This generation, however, has become the most anxious.
最信息。
Most informative.
检方的一代人。
Police officers.
这就是社交媒体诞生时候一个美好的初衷。
This is the beautiful, original intention of social media.
但最后走向了一个悲剧的结局。
But it ended in a tragic ending.
那 AI 时代也会这样吗？
Will the AI era be like this?